Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K-Dog in the house, man.
Hey, now, here we are. Final half hour leading you up to the LSU Sports Radio Network. Their official pregame show.
Crowd's rolling in now, man.
It is electric here in Baton Rouge on the campus of LSU, awaiting a 2:30 kickoff between number 2 Georgia and number 13 LSU. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Dale in Folsom. What's going on, Dale? You're on WWL.
Yeah, it looks like we got a defensive line that's a little green, you know what I'm saying? In the green leaves, you know what I mean?
Green.
If you got season wood, it's a lot easier to split with a mall than it is splitting green wood, huh?
Yeah, but I would say underperforming. I would say just flat out underperforming.
I remember somebody as a rookie that was trying to split some wood that was given to him that was green in green leaves one time, trying to save a little money on season wood, huh, Bobby?
Bobby's not here.
Oh, he's not there?
No.
Well, you need to ask him that. I was just talking about, you know, it seems like they need to season up their crop on that defensive line.
They just need to play better. I mean, Braden Fajoco and Rashard Lawrence, they have to step up. Braden Fajoco and Rashard Lawrence have to start getting it done.
They have to play better and more consistently. I say that. They make plays every now and then, and they make enough plays to get the job done over the past few games other than the Florida game. But we just have to play more consistent, and we also have to get other guys to spell them and play as consistent.
Tickets are hard to come by for this LSU-Georgia game. Online, saw prices at $150.
That's $150?
$150.
That ain't too bad.
It's not too bad.
No. It's
John
right.
It's
a big game, man.
Yeah. John, what's going on? You're on WWL.
What's going on? Hey, Herb.
Hey, John.
A couple of things. I do remember when you stepped in, I think it was in Shreveport at the Independence Bowl. Is that the first time you stepped in as quarterback?
No, sir. The actual first time that I stepped in was 1995 against Alabama. In Alabama, I played like the last 3 minutes of the game when Jamie got hurt. But my first start was against North Texas in 95.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget how quickly you jumped under center and moved the ball. I said, wow, we've got a great quarterback here, and it's going to be a fun 4 years.
Thank you, John.
My son was a tennis player, so at the Sugar Bowl, we had the opportunity to meet. And I think your son, and you don't talk about him, but he's a pretty sharp guy, and he's pretty successful. So it's pretty neat that's where it's gone. So I wanted to talk about tight end, Foster Moreau. And okay. I think Foster's a very great blocker, but I also think he has hands, and I don't understand why they don't use them more. And I know they need him for protection to help the line, and he's blocking a lot. I'm just trying to figure out why they don't dump it to him a little more. Why don't they get him off screen? They threw four passes to him last week, and two of them got caught back, and he caught all up. He caught every pass.
So no, you're right.
He's a big man, and he could be a big-time receiver. They just have not thrown to the tight end. So I'd like to hang up and listen. Thank you.
No, you're right. You're right. We've been keeping the tight end. And look, Foster's been, you know, probably the only guy we really have had because, you know, Thaddeus has been out.
He should be back this week.
Yeah, he should be back this week. But, you know, we really have been needing that sixth guy on the line helping blocking the max protection, if you will. But, no, Foster has done a great job of catching the ball. He can run routes. He can get open. He knows how to create separation. And he knows the offense. And he's not wearing that number 18 jersey for any, you know, just because. So he's definitely a staple in the offense, and I think that we should utilize him a little bit more. We were talking about running screen plays a little earlier in the broadcast, and we don't do that enough. You know, one of our other callers was spot on with that, man. That sometimes we have to be able to utilize the tight end and the little slip screen to the left or right, or even a middle tight end screen, whatever it is. But and you know, kind of take advantage of the extreme rush by the defense. But no, I you know, with Thaddeus being back today, I'm hoping that we can utilize a little bit of a two tight end game plan and the scheme to get those guys involved in the passing attack, as well as utilizing those guys to block up front to get max protection so we can throw the ball play action downfield.
He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick in front of the Athletic Administration Building. Predictions coming up next. LSU, number 13, LSU, number 2, Georgia at 2:30 right here in Death Valley on WWL. All right, wrapping it up here on Tiger Tailgate in front of the Athletic Administration Building. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick here on the campus of LSU. The Tigers taking on the Bulldogs at 2:30 right here on WWL. Before we hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network, Herb, how do you feel like this game's going to shake out? What does LSU have to do in order to pull off the upset of number 2 Georgia?
Well, today has to be a flawless game. I'm going to tell you that in all phases of the game. If we don't come out fired up, anxious to play, really, really, really driven to be successful today, it's really going to hurt the remainder of the season. I'm going to tell you that. However, I think we can come out like that. I think Coach O is the guy to be able to get those guys motor running early and then allow those guys to be successful. Now, we have to put them in successful situations offensively and defensively, and we also have to make plays all over the field. We have to make plays. This is a game. This is a championship-type game. This is not just a regular season game where we're just playing against, UL or, anybody, La Tech or something like that. This is not that. This is a championship game. We have to approach this game as if this is a playoff caliber game, because that's what this is. So it has huge implications moving forward if we want to be successful this season. We have one loss right now. We can continue to keep a one-loss record if we win today. This also shows where we stand in the grand scheme of things with, you know, the top echelon of teams and programs. And I think Georgia is one of the top echelon of programs. So, and I think we are too. Where are we actually on the field? It's going to be interesting. It's going to be something that's going to be really tell us the tale of the tape from the questions that we had prior to the season. I think this is a game that answers some of those questions. So I think being a young team, I think we forget about what happened last week, because, you know, sometimes when you're young, you just don't worry about things and you keep moving. I think Coach O is going to have these guys in a position where they're going to be charged up. They're going to be fired up. They're going to be excited. The spread is, 7.5? We're underdog 7.5. But I see us coming out on top, as I always do, because I have faith in the purple and gold, Christian. I'm going to tell you right now, I got faith in our Tigers, baby. And we're going to come out and we're going to show Alabama exactly what they are. Dogs. They are dogs. And we're going to show them who we are. Tigers, baby. There's no dog.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
There's no dog can beat a tiger. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's no such thing, baby. Rawr. Did you hear that? Did you hear that roar? Rawr. That's a tiger roar.
That doesn't sound like a very intimidating growl.
It may not sound like it to you, but let's get on the field and I'll show you, buddy, right now. So I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen is we're going to come out. We're going to come out fired up. We're going to come out the gates fast. We're going to get our running game together. They're going to – Brissett and Hilaire Edwards are going to run that ball to no avail. And our offensive line is really going to play a lot better today, because this is the second week that those guys have got to practice together and play together. So that's going to make a huge difference. Joe Burrow will not make any mistakes. He's going to read the defense perfectly, and he's going to throw really great strikes today. The receivers are not going to drop any balls. We're going to catch everything. The sun is going to be shining on Tiger Stadium. Our defense, Coach Aranda, is going to have those guys flying around. We're going to be in the right place at the right time at every juncture of the game. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to come out on top. 28-24 LSU at the end of the day, baby.
You got one heck of a descriptive crystal ball, man. That's a very clear.
My man right here. My man right here knows what's about to happen. See, he and I, we are right here. You understand? We're going to establish the run game, baby. Then we're going to fake it and we're going to toss it over the top.
If you're LSU, what you like about this is, if you're an LSU fan, this is a young team. You're playing with house money. You're not supposed to win this game. You're not supposed to win this game, according to the experts.
Yep.
So why not just play fast and loose? Take a couple of chances. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a trick play or two.
I agree.
From Coach O. Push it on fourth down. If there's a fourth down that you want to control the kind of the tempo, go for it.
Yep.
I mean, again, you're playing this game with nothing to lose.
Yep.
I know you could end up with a loss in the column. I get that. My point, though, is that you were supposed to have that anyway.
You're not expected to win.
Right. So why not push the envelope on fourth and one,
yep,
on third down,
yep,
on special teams? You might see a trick play. You might see a trick play on offense. You saw a trick play against Auburn. Similar, mm-hmm. I think it's similar kind of deal. Because I think Coach O knows and LSU knows that to go toe-to-toe with Georgia and just blow for blow, that's not the way you're going to beat this team.
Mm-mm.
You're going to have to trick them at times. You're going to have to do some things that are unorthodox. You're going to have to break some tendencies. I'm sure they did a lot of self-scouting this week, Herb, to break some of those.
I would hope that they did, because here's the thing. If you don't play to win, you're going to be playing to lose, period. Because, I mean, that's a no-brainer. But, you know, in all actuality, we have, I think, equal talent at the ones position, meaning first-team guys. I think we can play with them, but they have a little bit more depth than we do. They don't have as many guys hurt, injured, that kind of stuff. The program is maybe a year or two ahead of us in regards to overall. But at the same time, we can win this game. And I don't see why we can't.
The other part of this for LSU is you've got a lot of huge, big-time recruits coming to watch this game.
Yes.
That you've invited to come see them. And you can stem the tide. You could turn the tide on a guy or two that might not necessarily be in favor of LSU or ready to commit to LSU. You pull off a massive upset against Georgia like this, that could have a big impact on recruiting, Herb.
Huge impact, not only on this year, but every year moving forward. Because what happens is you get those new recruits in, or those guys, they flip, and guess what? Those other guys for the 2020 years or 2021, those guys are looking at it too. So they may say, you know, this particular player is going there, they're going there, I want to go there too and be a part of something special. And this is what this is. This is a special place. And special things seem to happen in Death Valley, especially when everything is on the line. So I think the crowd's going to be into it. The stadium is going to look beautiful. The paint on the field is going to be sparkling, my brother. It's going to be a great deal. So I'm looking forward to a huge win today.
I'm a little nervous about if you were on that field, if you would maybe just try to lay down in the paint and just waller in it.
You don't lay down in the paint. You lay in front of the paint and you look at it. And you look at it like it's it's like a Picasso, okay? It's like a Van Gogh painting or something. And you just say, man, this is beautiful. Who did this? John? I know John. John went to class. But, you know, we were in the same class together. I like it, John. Looks good.
Hey, what's it like as a player, Herb, when you're gearing up for this game and all week long around campus? I'm sure that people are telling you, hey, uh-huh, go get this, go get the Bulldogs, go beat the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the problem for me is I look like a normal guy, so nobody knew who I was.
I'm talking about as a player, though.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, but you would see, I'll be walking with bigger guys, mm-hmm, Arnold Miller, Booger McFarlane, Marquise Spears, Rondell, or whatever. I'm walking with those guys, and everybody's walking up to you and they're saying, man, look, we believe in you. We think you guys can go out and win this game. And they're behind you 100%. Now, back then, the student section would come in to the game and stay the whole entire game. It doesn't matter if you're winning or losing. It doesn't matter who you're playing. So it was a little bit different, if you will, when I was playing. But they would congratulate you. They felt like as if they were a part of the team also, because that's what we made them feel like. We would hang out with them, in the quad. We would walk together to class. We would, eat together, different things like that. So they felt as much of a part of the team as we were. So, and that's something that you want to do, because that ignites the student section, because they are that 12th man for you, if you will, when you're playing in the game.
Yeah, I would imagine it's pretty cool, special if you walk out of that building with a win, too, against Georgia.
Special, man. They may storm the field again today. I don't know. It's crazy because it's huge. This is a huge game. This is a team, once again, who was in the championship game last year, and they are slated to be back in that Final Four again. So if you can come out on top, that'll be the third top 10 ranked team that you've beaten in 7 weeks. That's huge. That definitely puts you a part of the upper echelon when it comes to wins and losses against top 10 teams. And I think that puts Coach O in a really good situation as a head coach.
I'm going to be Debbie Downer. I can't see LSU winning this game. I see them covering.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb is shaking his head. He ultimately saying, yes, good. Christian is picking against LSU once again.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
So that means that could be a good omen. I'm rocking the Herb Tyler jersey.
Woo!
So more good luck for the LSU Tigers. Before we push out of here, I want to thank a few folks. Special thanks to our on-site engineer, Todd Jacobs.
TJ.
Diane Newman, our executive producer, back at the studio along with Chris Wegman. And Joey Falgu for the first 2 hours at Master Control, along with David Potter at Master Control, the final half hour at the mothership at WWL. LSU and Georgia, don't miss it. 2:30 kickoff. These two SEC Titans getting after each other today right here on WWL.
Yep.
I'm Christian Garrick. He's Herb Tyler. Semper Fi. I'm out. Herb, do your thing, man.
God loves you. I love you. And go Titans.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.